This morning I have with me Jay Belcastro. He is the Two Harbors High School principal. Jay, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are here just to discuss, yesterday we had a rather sudden closure of the high school, 6th through 12th grades, and by 1 o'clock things were opened up again. But could you just tell us the events that led up to that closure?
Sure. Certainly student safety and staff safety is our number one concern. So we did get information on Tuesday afternoon from a concerned community member, parent, that there was a weapon on school grounds. And so immediately with that information, my next move was to contact Lake County Sheriff and had a dispatch get a deputy up to the school. As that was happening, I then went and located the student, got the student out of class, brought the student into my office and explained what the report was and started the questioning process with the student. Shortly after that, a deputy from Lake County Sheriff did arrive on school grounds along with a conservation officer from the Department of Natural Resources, and we did a full search of the student's vehicle. And so the call that did come in was that there were drugs and that there was a 9mm that was in the vehicle. So as we went through the search, we did not find a gun. And I just want to stress that there was no gun found in the vehicle. There were, although, things that were found in the vehicle that do go counter to our school policy. So the student currently is being disciplined for that. But as far as a weapon goes, on Tuesday afternoon that the report came in, there was no gun found in the vehicle. I really thought that it was a done deal. The student left with a parent that afternoon, and then I got a text message Wednesday night. I don't know why I heard it, but at about 2:15 a.m.,
oh my goodness,
a text message did come in that there was a list and another gun. And so there was also a number of an employee at the hospital. And so got up and started the investigation again, contacted the employee. Really not a ton of information shared outside of that there was a gun and a list. There was another email I had received at 10:35 p.m. on Tuesday night. I was asleep, so I didn't get it till this text message at 2:15 that Lake County Dispatch had received some reports from concerned parents and community members of a gun on the campus at Two Harbors High School. The deputy that was working that evening didn't really seem to be very credible. I guess the report that I had from the email was seemed that things were spinning and getting a little bit out of control. But we live in a crazy time.
Right.
I don't blame people for getting concerned or being concerned at all. And so with this information, the email, the reports that were received through text message, the contact with the employee at the hospital, got up, then went back to sleep for an hour, got up at about 5, made contact with Dr. Crandall, our superintendent, and through talking through that conversation, we still felt there were more questions than answers. And again, as we always, always, always lean on safety of our students and staff, decide the best thing to do was to close school, get the questions answered. And that's what happened yesterday morning. So at about 7:05, Lake County Lake County Sheriff Officer was working with us. Deputy came in, continued the investigation. We were able to talk with a grandparent or grandparents of this student regarding the access to weapons. All weapons were accounted for. We were happy to hear the weapons were safely located in a gun safe on the Iron Range, and that this student hadn't shot a gun in actually 2 months or 2 years, excuse me, was the report. So we felt very comfortable that we had answered these critical questions by about 11 a.m. And then through that process, we had sent out alerts to parents and to staff, sharing what we could at the time. We didn't want to share information we didn't have answers to, so we really waited till we had what we felt were all the answers. So at 11 o'clock, we felt very comfortable that there was no credible evidence to state that there is a gun, yes, there is a list. And so at that point, we reopened school at 1 o'clock for all after-school activities. And beautiful day for soccer, great swim meet that we had yesterday. So what was awesome was to feel normalcy, and the fact that kids were back in the building was great. I will tell you also that I did get a call from a Lake County deputy at about 3:25 and did indicate after talking with some other concerned students and community members that he was going to ask for a search warrant. And so the search warrant was issued yesterday evening, and the premise of where the student is located, there was a search done, and again, nothing was revealed. There was no weapon found, no gun found. Talking with parents, they don't have guns in the home. The guns were located, as I stated earlier, up on the iron range. So we felt, again, I mean, I think it's a testament to Lake County Sheriff. Community service safety is number one. And so we were 99% sure, but that 1% did lead to that search warrant. And then we were very, very comfortable to say 100%. What I also would like to say is, you know, report things. That was the initial call is so critical. I think back to a number of different unfortunate situations. The one in Waseca pops to my mind where a community member sees something suspicious, makes a phone call in a storage container, found bomb materials and devices that could have really been a big deal. So please, please, please don't ever hesitate to reach out. If you have information, if you have ideas, Katya, you and I sit on the parent advisory group. I mean, this is the way we think communication is so, so critical. You know, so I guess just to dismiss everything, there was no arrest made. There was no gun found. The student did have some violations to our school policy, and so that would be no different than everything we deal with other students that make, you know, decisions that go against policy. But we are really happy that this ended the way it did. But again, the closure was just to absolutely ensure that the safety of our students and staff were guaranteed.
Thank you, Jay. That is a full explanation. Can you, if parents or others have questions, what should they do with those questions? They contact you?
Sure, absolutely. My number at school, 834-8201, extension 8202.
There we go. So that's your direct line.
Correct.
And you will hear that.
Yeah.
All right. And now, Jay, there has got to be, like you said, the world we live in today, there's... I believe there's a lot of different trainings that administration has been through. And I mean, it seems like, I mean, hearing you tell the story, it does seem like you are not at a loss here with these. When things come in, you know what to do. And those things were all done to a T. This must be different than even 5-10 years ago, but it just seemed like could not have been handled better.
Well, you know, I think anybody that's in any profession that they train for, there's never the training that handles any scenario. But I will tell you, some of the best training I had gone through is I was a volunteer firefighter, first responder for 15 years for the Renshaw community. And that training, you know, how to sit, slow it down, create a plan, you know, analyze the situation, and then put your action plan together, I think is probably the best training I have had. You know, we at Two Harbors High School, I should say through the district, the Lake Superior School District, we follow the ALICE training. And so I'm the official ALICE trainer for our district. So, you know, ALICE is a program started in Dallas, Texas, from a law enforcement officer who was married to a middle school principal and had questioned what happens if there was an active shooter on your campus. And the response was, we lock down. And we certainly know that lockdowns can be an effective way, but it's not the only way. So we do practice other, you know, the counter techniques. Mm-hmm. We talk about, you know, evacuation and how critical evacuation can be. We talk about how important the information is. And so what kind of information is coming in? Is it credible? Is it up to date? Is it real time? You know, and certainly then from that, we make alerts. And so yesterday was a great demonstration of our ALICE program in working fashion. And so certainly with the partnership, and I actually did go through the training with some deputies from Lake County Sheriff. So it really, you know, the good part The great part was everybody is safe. The good part is it really gave us a real world opportunity to test systems.
I was going to say it was a real run through.
It was. And from that perspective, you know, talking with some of our staff at Two Harbors, the question I had is, did you feel you were informed? Did you feel like you knew what was going on? Certainly at 7:10, that wasn't the time I was able to answer phone calls or text messages, although I did get some, and I appreciate the staff, you know, concern for our well-being. How are you guys doing? And so that certainly speaks to the community that we have at our school, you know. But I will say that putting this into practice really, really helped us to see, you know, how that system actually works. And I think the good part right now is I don't think we would do anything different. We will have to think about what Monday will look like and feel like, and so that will be part of our work for this afternoon. But all in all, I think our system worked out pretty well here.
That is a really good recap to hear, Jay. And as a parent, I would also reiterate what you mentioned earlier. There is a parent advisory group. So, you know, everything doesn't have to be a crisis. There are issues that come up that could certainly benefit from enhanced communication. And that's why we have that group. To learn more about that group, you can contact Jay or myself, actually, at 218-290-5975. And Jay, I know that last year there was a big push by students and teachers alike for civility and good conversation. and really, this is an opportunity to practice what we preach, as it were. And so thank you so much for coming in and clearing the air if there are rumors. And again, reiterating, you know, parents who are concerned, sounds like you don't think anyone did anything wrong, including parents who were concerned and alerted you to things that may or may not have been true.
Sure, absolutely.
And so that's just the way it is in a small town with a high school with a lot of people that care about their kids. It's 9:17, and this interview will be rebroadcast tomorrow during the Saturday morning mix. So you have found it informative and helpful, then I hope you will alert others to it as well. Jay, thank you so much. Is there anything I forgot to ask?
No, I appreciate this. And again, it's you and I both have talked many times. Communication is critical, and we have to make sure that transparency is there. You know, that people, when people don't know or think that they know, but they don't, this gives us an opportunity to really get to the facts. And I think through the facts, then people understand why things happen. And if you don't, then you're left with your own opinions. And sometimes for all of us, those opinions are just not right.
Yes. And I can't help but wonder, too, how, I mean, this is a whole nother discussion, but how social media has affected all these things. I mean, it does seem to have, it's changed the game a little bit. Maybe it's increased the intensity or something. I don't know. But like I said, that's probably it for another day. You've got your work cut out for you today, and I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. That was Jay Belcaster, Two Harbors High School principal, speaking to us about yesterday's closure.